Yo, 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 it's episode 24 of Peas in a Podcast. I'm Simon.
I'm Colin, and 24 is the number of hours in a day.
You heard it here first.
So if you're listening to this podcast one episode per hour, first of all, you must be one of those cool kids who listens to it in like fast forward, because they're usually a bit longer than an hour.
That's true.
And secondly, we're about to get to midnight at the end of this episode.
Midnight. But, I mean, no one's listening to a podcast at times one speed, are they?
I listen to all my podcasts at times one speed.
Wild.
I sometimes, Simon, I'm in the car with you or in your house, you know this, and you'll listen to a podcast and I just can't understand what anyone's saying because they're just rattling past absurd speeds.
I did put behind my current audiobook to times one speed just to see how people live like that, and I was just like, this isn't living. This is so bleak.
Aren't most of your conversations at one speed?
No, I speak very fast.
Well, me too. Me too. But I listen at regular.
And then I get quite peeved when people are slow speakers.
Yeah, it is true. When someone's telling me a story and they're taking forever to do it, I'm like, this could be the best story in the world, but I've got places to be.
Yeah, like opium dens, etc.
Opium dens. Well, I'm a yes and kind of guy. I wouldn't dream of taking opium outside of a den.
I have been to an opium den, but it was only because it was the name of a Chinese restaurant in Oxford.
Right.
In fact, I used to go there relatively often. And then one time they said, when I was there as a student, that you had to spend a minimum of like £30 each. And this was back in 2006. You know, £30 could get you five courses or something. It's like, well, we're not going to do that.
You went there as a student and spent £30 per head?
Well, no, we left.
Good man. Good man. Right. £30 would see me through a week as a student.
Yeah, I think if you were drinking like three beers or something, you'd probably make it. But we were like, no, we budgeted like £6 each for this meal, so we're going to Pizza Hut instead. Bye.
Fairness, like £30 made me feel much more than a week as a student. As you know, son, I wasn't going out throwing my money around with gay abandon. I was conserving my. I remember one time I bought HP sauce instead of brown sauce instead of ketchup, Tesco's own, because it was like 6p cheaper or something. It was disgusting. I had to throw it out.
Do you think this is like, I don't think we need to like worry for Martin Lewis having his job if your top tips are like buy things you hate.
I think some of this, we can be money saving experts, and my tip is buy cheaper stuff and it costs less money.
But you threw it away, so you surely
you threw it away. That's true. Yes. And okay, ever since then, I learned a lesson, sign, which I think is
yes.
Don't be afraid to spend more money.
Right, it's quite a different lesson from the one you were earlier espousing.
Yeah. Mankind is complex.
Right.
Inside each of us is two wolves.
I hear people say that, and I don't know what it means. What are these? I've only seen the satire of it. What two wolves are there inside us? And I don't want to hear a single word about football clubs.
Right, I was going to do that. I'll be honest, I've only seen it in the film The New Mutants, in which they had to say they were bears because one of the characters has like a bear thing going on. But I think one of them is like ambitious and one of them's not. And which wolf gets bigger? It's the one that you feed. But
I'm not at all ambitious, so I guess I'm feeding the lazy wolf.
Well, I'm feeding the ketchup wolf.
I throw away ketchup quite a lot because I only use ketchup really when I get fish and chips. Obviously not fish, but you know, fish and chips is a generic term for stuff from fish and chip shop. Sure. Which happens maybe like once every 4 to 6 months. So
that's probably more often than I get fish and chips. So you're not putting, now people actually do mock me for this occasionally, but
I'm ready to mock you, whatever it is.
I'm putting ketchup on beans on toast.
Oh no, I do that. Well, I do put HP sauce on my beans on toast normally. And you know what? As I put on my beans on toast, I'm not afraid to say it, mixed herbs.
I feel that we've done the what do you have on beans on toast.
So we might have done
spiel on this podcast already. But just a quick recap for anyone who's forgotten. Ketchup on both, brown sauce on one, hot sauce on the other.
Great HP sauce, mixed herbs, cheese. And we did a discussion because you have a whole tin of baked beans and I get small tins because I only want half a tin.
Oh, yeah, weirdo. And cheese. I can't get on board with cheesy beans. I saw someone have cheesy beans on toast only last weekend. I was like, not for me.
I was talking to some non-British people, and they're talking about...
non-British people, all right.
Specifically American and Dutch, and they're both doing a little pile-on about how bad beans on toast are, and I was like, you've never had it, back off. Yes, it looks disgusting. It's the best thing in the world.
Those guys, by which I mean the Dutch and the Americans, are just wrong about stuff.
Dutch are right about quite a lot of stuff.
I don't know much about Dutch views on stuff. They were quite anti-Nazi. I guess that's good.
They love tulips.
Yeah. And in fairness, they've got some fairly decent cheese.
Well, I don't like Edam. That's Dutch, isn't it?
That is Dutch.
Well, the same Dutch friend was telling me that they're also well known for their licorice. So,
yeah, that's not true.
What's his space? Nonsense. I'm going to Amsterdam. Not Amsterdam. Utrecht. In November, so maybe I'll buy all the licorice.
Do you like licorice?
You know I love licorice. It's the main thing that Dad and I bond over.
Okay. Well, I guess I wouldn't know because I'm left out of that, I suppose.
Yeah, we meet up and eat licorice together and talk about how you don't like licorice.
Oh, sounds like a fun time.
Dad says things like, I'm glad one of my sons I can be proud of.
Sure.
And then he specifies it as me, just to be clear.
Just in case that wasn't obvious from the context.
Yeah.
I mean, Dad's never let slip that he's not proud of me because I don't like licorice.
No, we try and keep that tightly kept secret, which I realise now I have let loose.
I feel like you just steamrolled straight into it.
Yeah, I know. Last time we met up for our licorice get-together, we did think now's the time. Now's the time to tell him he's ready.
Okay. What do you call your licorice?
I was really trying to come up with a name in my head, but I didn't get anything.
No.
He's a cleric. Cleric. No, there's nothing there.
Clericalish. Is that what we're
I feel like I must be able to do better. Licorice. No.
It takes all sorts or something like that. But
Okay. Mm. Yeah,
it's not great, but it's better than clerical religion.
It was a low bar, but you crossed it. There must be something.
The Bassett Hounds, maybe?
You're very much going with the brand here.
Well, I'm sorry.
Maybe just like the torpedoes. Boom, boom, boom. Torpedoes.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Speaking of great wordplay that I did recently.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Some great wordplay from
my
Simon.
My dear friends, Rosie and Max. Hi, Rosie and Max, if you're listening. There's not a smallest chance they're listening.
Sure. To interrupt your story, in a previous podcast where we referenced my friend Sophie and I said there's no way she's listening, she then did listen to it and messaged me.
Oh, wow. Did she listen to it because you said she was mentioned in it?
No.
Anyway, good for her. Anyway, Max and Rosie moved to America. They were coming back to visit, well, not to visit, it was for curious visa reasons. They had to be back in the country for a couple of weeks.
Okay, Rosie and Max, back in the country, sure, okay.
But their flight might have been, the message being like, please pray, our flight might be cancelled because of a tornado. Right. And then they messaged me 10 minutes later or something, be like, flight's back on usual time. Nice. So obviously I was like, hurry for answer prayer. But then also I was like, much tornado about nothing, which works better written down. But
yeah, it's great. Yeah. Well done.
And everyone in the airport stood up and applauded.
Okay. Did they know about it? Or?
They could just feel it in the air. They were like, there's some wordplay in the air that is
unlike the tornado.
Damn stonking, they thought it was.
But it was damn stonking.
Damn
congratulations.
Stonking.
It's rare that you get a damn stonking.
Yeah, it's America, isn't it?
Yeah. So I had the... I think I've been saying willy-nilly that I don't really want to go back to America whilst Donald Trump's president.
Mm.
But, you know, I think I probably will.
Okay. Well, apparently he's going for a third term, so he might be there for a while.
Is he?
Well, apparently he wore a Trump 2028 hat at some
I don't think he will. I think he's...
Trolling. Troll him.
Yeah. I'm sure that if things were going better, he might be joined. I don't know. But yeah, I think I might go to Philly.
Any particular reason? You just want to run up those steps?
Yeah, basically, I just want to run up the steps. That's the main reason.
I say this with love and light. Do you think you can make it all the way up the steps?
Yes, I do. To be honest, I've seen pictures of them. They're not that high. What the big deal is.
We did walk up that enormous bunch of steps in, I think it was Calgary. Which turned out to be like a sponsored event for firefighters or something, but we just sort of walked up and down them.
We did, yeah.
It was awkward,
yeah.
I would say. Lots of people holding up signs being like, you can do it! And it's like, I'm just going for a walk.
You found it more awkward than I did, I think.
Yeah,
I was fine with it, yeah.
They all looked quite world-weary at the best of times, so...
And a lot of them, several of them were holding guns, which made it slightly, because it was an armed forces thing.
That's it, not firefighters. It was like, climb up and down here for, I don't know, veterans... picnics or something. I don't know. I didn't read
There were all these old people having picnics on the stairs. It was annoying. I don't want to brag, but I've walked up to the top of the Bunker Hill Monument. Oh, yeah.
Okay, is that yep. is that like small tower by the hill in Bristol, or is it something else?
No, it's a large obelisk in Boston.
Yeah, right, okay.
And my heart was a pounding by the time I got to the top. I'll tell you.
I'm sure it was. I mean, mine sometimes is when I just walk up my own stairs. But
it's free to go up to Bunker Hill Monument, but you can donate if you wish. And I chucked a few dollars in. I think.
Did you buy a magnet?
Yeah, of course I bought a magnet. Don't talk crazy nonsense.
Did you say you're attracted to them, etc., etc.?
I didn't say that. No. Yeah. Are you getting a magnet when you go to Utrecht? Because there's surely an Utrecht attract gag. Like in.
I guess so. I mean, I'm not really a magnet collector as such.
No, I suppose that's more my thing.
I didn't even get one in the knockoff Emmerdale gift shop that I was in because, as you know, I went to Emmerdale set.
Segway.
And you can go to the old village it was filmed in, Eshel, as I'm sure you know. And the people who run the post office there have got a whole bunch of merch that they've clearly made themselves on Redbubble. So, Godspeed.
Cool. And I'll be honest, I'm slightly surprised. Did you buy anything? Did you buy any
Emmerdale? I bought a pack of Emmerdale playing cards. Well, in fact, they were the Woolpack playing cards, which is the pub in Emmerdale, and also the pub that you can still go to as a pub in
That's pretty good, Eshold. Woolpack. That's a good joke.
Oh, we didn't get it. Yeah, so that was what they were doing.
Good for them.
And I had lunch. I wanted an onion bhaji sandwich thing, and they didn't have it. So they gave me something off the main menu, which is the only other vegetarian thing. And then I had them tell someone else that they weren't doing anything off the main menu because it was a wedding. So at least I got my scran.
Scran?
You're in Yorkshire. We have to call it scram.
All right. Are you familiar with the Twitter account Footy Scran?
Yes, imagine if I were.
Where they just take pictures of food that they've got at football grounds, football stadium.
Oh, no, it sounds awful. But I did used to love the Facebook group Rate My Meal Deal, where people would put their meal deal that they bought in Tesco or somewhere similar, and everyone would like roast it. That was good fun.
Feels like everyone's meal deal is going to be broadly the same, though, isn't it?
Oh no, sir. No.
I mean, occasionally a Rate My Meal thing will have made its way onto Instagram or something, and I'll see it. And it's usually like someone's made the most disgusting thing ever. And it's like, they must have known that this bowl of plain rice with gravy or something is going to be mocked by people.
Well, I'll tell you my meal deal if you like.
Okay. Thank you, Simon. In at number one, what have we got?
Right, I don't know what that means. Well, I had a really lovely no duck hoisin duck wrap the other day. So it would be that.
No duck hoisin duck wrap.
Hoisin no duck, if you like. I don't know. Up to you. Because of the EU or something, we're not allowed to call these things just duck anymore. You always have to say no duck.
We're not in the EU. Did you not see the news?
But we still have all our laws, don't we, as far as I can tell.
I mean, I think you'll agree it makes sense that we shouldn't sell stuff called something that it's not. Does that not make sense?
Well,
imagine, son, if I walked into a duck restaurant.
A duck restaurant?
Sure.
Is this four ducks or something?
No, this is on serving ducks.
Okay. Again, that's in what sense are we serving? No.
Duck is on the menu. Duck are not the customers.
Got you.
Imagine if I walked into one of these duck restaurants and said, show me the bill. Classic stuff. And I ordered something.
That's good stuff, actually.
I ordered duck and they gave me something like some vegetarian nonsense. I would be fuming.
Yeah, so it's
I would fume so hard.
I would say that if is doing a huge amount of heavy lifting in that scenario.
Yeah, but imagine if I did though.
Also imagine everyone just walking in stooped because they've already seen duck above the door.
Sure.
So, yeah, gosh, maybe she'd be on the writing team for SNL UK.
Should be on it. There's so many jokes making about ducks. This is quackers, you could say.
Yeah, I think you're off the writing team there, but thanks for
trying. I don't know.
I don't even. Is that Ida you're going for?
Ida, yeah. Sorry, did I bring you down? That's all the waiter says. This is great stuff. Anything else? Any other ducks?
I was doing something with like something about like, do you want that with bread? And they're like, ducks love bread. But I don't know. Mm. I don't quite know where I'm going.
That's
with
pretty
that.
Good. Yeah. that's
like,
the best one.
Do you want it with bread before after death? I don't know. Anyway,
yeah, it's not the best one.
I'll finish my meal real quickly because I've sure. got better.
Okay, so number one is hoisin garbage. Okay, carry on.
And then if you go to Sainsbury's, you can get like a filet spinach and feta. No, sorry, spinach and ricotta pastry thing as your snack. That's in there.
Are you going to different supermarkets to
combine? No, it's all in Sainsbury's. It's also Sainsbury's.
Okay.
And I don't really care about a drink, but I guess I have to get one because they force you to get a drink in a meal deal. Mm. So I don't know, like a juice or something, like an orange and mango juice.
Yeah. I mean, it was a long time since I got a meal deal, I think, but I used to get the cheese and tomato pasta.
Oh, but the ones that taste a bit like petrol.
Well, I'd say it's rubbish unless you put in some hot sauce, in which case it's amazing.
Do you just have some in your bag, swag? It'll be usually, reference there.
Usually I get it when I was in the office, and I kept hot sauce at the office. Yeah. Okay. Then Kettle's salt and black pepper crisp, which you very rarely find anymore.
Well, it was voted the best crisp in my workplace's World Cup of Crisps.
Well, your workplace is right to do that. I bought a huge box during COVID because it turns out you could like bulk buy them.
Sure. Well, of course you can, yeah.
I should do that again. They were so,
no one's stopping crisps. You. You absolutely can.
I also, and then just yeah, orange juice or something. But yeah, also in COVID, you may remember I bulk bought White Lion bars.
You did, didn't you? I got very into the broken biscuits that the milkman delivered, which were quite exciting. Sorry, milk delivery person. But it was that was a good time.
Do you ever hear the phrase right on anymore? Is that a phrase people still use? I see it in the Times Crossword occasionally.
I guess. I mean, yeah. I never saw it a lot in the past, I suppose.
People love cluing the word Brighton with B and then right on.
Oh, fair. But, speaking of fake meat, there was a company which started by doing chicken. So chick apostrophe N to get around those EU laws. Like, it's an American company. So they're getting around some other laws about, you know, we're not saying it's chicken, we're saying it's chicken.
Okay, but then
then they expanded to other meats. And I found a very amusing series of photos of what they'd named everything because they wanted to keep with the replacing a letter with an apostrophe,
sure.
which only really works for chicken. Well, the only one I remember is Beef, which is like instead of beef. But
dear, vegetarians are the worst, confirmed.
I actually went to a vegetarian restaurant yesterday, well, that pub you came to once, and they now do a loaded fries where they put fake chicken, fake beef and fake lamb on top of a load of fries and sadly fake mozzarella, but you know, can't have everything.
I love a loaded fries.
Meat, well, these were great. They put on too many jalapenos and I had to get rid of them.
I love a jalapeno, but you never know with loaded fries. Again, I feel we've talked about this before, right? Is it going to be actually good or is it just going to be you put a bit of lettuce on it or something? I did have one that was just a pile of onion on some fries.
Well, normally they do tell you what's going on them. I wouldn't order one that just had a load of fries.
What about dirty fries? Would you order one that just said dirty fries?
I've never really been up for food being dirty, I suppose.
No, it's weird that that took off.
And I don't know what the difference
between dirty fries and loaded fries.
Yeah. Well, the place I went yesterday, they were both on the menu. So I think the loads have just had more things on it.
Hmm. Unless they literally just like, oh, we dropped a bunch of fries, I guess.
It's what it says. We didn't lie to you. Now, you've just been camping, Colin.
You know I have, son. You know I have.
How was that experience? Tell me everything.
Well, so I was on Focus, the church camp of coaching.
Focus on me. You can't say Focus and not sing Focus on, by Ariana Grande.
I don't know that song.
Focus on me. She was
who? So.
Ariana Grande. Focus on me.
Speaking of Ariana Grande, whilst at Focus, the church camp of the Holy Trinity Brompton Network, of which my church is a member, I'm wearing my Yes And t-shirt, which is an improv slogan, Yes And. And my friend Grace from the camp, who's achingly young, asked me if I was an Ariana Grande fan.
Yeah, Yes And is a great Ariana Grande song. And she re-recorded it as a duet with Mariah Carey. It's a banger. Oh. I've listened to it a lot.
Yes.
This is the same Grace who once introduced me to someone saying that I've been on Countdown and I love Taylor Swift.
Those are two things about you, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, we had a great time, son. Concord Church knows how to party. Maybe, but that wasn't what we were doing. But it knows how to hang out and have a good time and go to lots of cool seminars. And they've got a big top for the big worship events and preaching, what have you, and all sorts of fun and games. All of it great, apart from I don't really like camping. And it's not so much the camping I don't like. It's like being in the tent's fine. And I'm usually so tired that I don't struggle to get to sleep. In fact, I slept until 9 a.m. the first night. It's kind of mad. It's the showers and the toilets that are the worst parts by far. And I say the first morning I just walked over to the nearest shower block, which was some distance away because they always put us about as far as you can get from any shower. And the water wasn't running, so I was like, well,
it wasn't all the showers then,
it was just that block. But it's like could wander around the campsite looking for other showers, or I could just not shower today, and that was what I went for.
There's just nothing in God's green earth that would get me to go camping. And when people are like, oh, have you tried glamping? It's like the worst place that has plumbing is better than the best glamping place. Like, I need plumbing. I'm so sorry.
I'm a big plumbing fan. Big up John Plum, the inventor of the plumbing.
I don't think that's true.
What? A
good plumb line, I guess.
There are people who stay off-site on an Airbnb or something. Like, I wouldn't do it, Simon, because you miss out on the camaraderie, the good times.
Camaraderie.
Oh, that's good stuff.
One time I went, the only time I've ever been to my church camp, I did get an Airbnb, and it was amazing.
So, you missed out on the camaraderie
The camaraderie looked horrible. It looked like everyone was tired and cold and or hot at all times.
We were all at the perfect temperature at all times, and everyone was...
Were you?
The temperature was fine.
And I could boil a kettle and make a cup of tea and my heart's content.
We had a kettle in our marquee. We've got electricity going on, so we've got electricity.
Because the last time I went camping...
We've got a fridge, we've got a freezer, we've got all sorts.
It was with you in 2007 at Momentum, where you routinely made some of the worst pots of tea I've ever encountered. I was very kind of you, et cetera, et cetera. But the water was, I would say, never above 75 degrees.
I have no recollection of it.
It's so scummy. It's like I can't drink more lukewarm scummy tea. I just can't do it. I don't have it in me.
Right. I mean, I don't remember the tea being bad. I do remember waking up in the morning to discover pools of water on the inside of our tent.
Yeah, that was also bad. Basically after that experience, it's like, I'm never doing this again.
But as I may have explained before, I'm quite puritanical about camping. So I refuse to make things more pleasant for myself. So I have a two-man tent, which really means a one-man tent, because we all know what a two-man tent looks like. And not everyone else, but most people are now going on getting these huge contraptions. And my friend Michael was like, well, I can't do this. I want a tent that I can stand up in. It's like, that's mad. But I also sleep on a foam mat when everyone else has got an airbed or something. Because again, it's not going to be nice. So why bother making it slightly nice? It's my view.
I mean, it's not a view that particularly makes sense, if I can be totally honest, because it could be slightly nicer.
It's very much a stubborn...
quite a stubborn person.
I am quite stubborn, but rarely with so little point.
Yeah, like, at least it's not hurting anyone else, I suppose.
But on the first night I discovered if I lay on my back, it hurt, and if I lay on my left-hand side, it hurt. But if I lay on my right-hand side, it didn't hurt too much.
Yes, well, you haven't sold me on camping, if I can be honest. I will soon be sleeping on a sofa for a week, which I'm absolutely fine with. I'm seeing my sofa because I'm going to the Edinburgh Fringe. Your friend of mine, Marley, has booked somewhere very kindly.
Marley must be listening to this, right?
She probably will be.
Hey, Marley.
Hey, Marley. And I'm very excited about going, and she's very kindly said I can sleep on the sofa.
Edinburgh Fringe is a great time. You'll have a ball.
Well, I think it'll be good because, I mean, partly... Because I think I said to you, but I may have said it live on the podcast, that it's like, you want to go with someone who wants the same experience, who wants the same vibe. And I was like, will you, Marley, be okay if one morning I'm just like, I just want to go read a book in a cafe? And she'd be like, yeah, sounds great. because I don't want to go with someone and I meet with the same mean you. Yeah. Who's like, who's like, we need to fail every single second with activities.
Don't get it. Are you going to go to has the JK Rowling cafe closed down now? I've got a vague feeling.
I don't know, has it? Maybe.
I went there when I went to the Fringe the first time.
I've been there, I'd say, at least 5 times in the past, but I could go again.
Yeah, I thought it had closed, but well, son, as you know, I used to go to Edinburgh a lot. Let me see if I can give you some of my Edinburgh tips.
You can.
Let me see. Weatherspoons used to do...
I'm not going to Weatherspoons.
They used to do like a Scottish-only menu with haggis and stuff, but they don't do that anymore.
Ali and I are both vegetarian.
There's quite a nice apart hotel you can stay in just on Thistle Street. That's good.
As well as the Airbnb we've got.
There's a little kind of news agency slash food place. I forgot the name of it.
Okay. That's pretty good. It's just when I learned that you've never been to Edinburgh and this is all like some ruse.
I went up Arthur's Seat one time.
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah.
Have you? Oh.
Mm-hmm. The last time I was there, which is a good while ago, probably 10 years ago.
I've only done it once. Yeah, that's all I can think, all I can remember from Edinburgh.
I'm also going to National Gallery because they've got a Gwen John exhibition that's up there, excitingly. Because I was toying with going to Cardiff to see it, and now it's touring to Edinburgh.
Gwen John. If you want to watch football while you're there, there's a pretty good place near the railway station that has little screens on every single table. I watched Wolves versus Torino there once.
Was it just you and a bunch of divorced dads, I assume?
No, it was just me. No one else wanted to watch Wolves versus Torino.
Well, like little screens on tables. That's so sad.
It was great.
Obviously, there's amazing bookshops. Armchair Books, very excited to go back to. So, and I have booked to see some comedy as well.
Nice. What are you going to see?
So we basically booked the evenings, and then we're going to be more spontaneous in the rest of the time. We've booked Fatih Erkoğlu,
mm-hmm.
Anya Maliano,
mm-hmm.
Christian Schaal.
Mm-hmm.
No real great reaction to any of these. Rose Matafeo.
I've heard of her as well.
You know all these people.
I know the ones who've been on Taskmaster.
You know Christian Schaal. Did you watch Flight to the Conchords back in the day?
Oh, her. Oh, I do know her.
Creepy
oh,
cool. fan. Also, in the lyrics of C-Mat's very good song, California. I think. Anyway, Tom Cashman, who is the Taskmaster's assistant in Taskmaster Australia.
Mm.
We booked with Paddy Young, but he cancelled. Paddy.
Says it, you have a great old time. But yeah, spontaneity is key.
Yeah, we're going to go, you know, go to those despo people on the street being like, please, please see my comedy. And we'd be like, yeah, we'll see your comedy.
My friend Pam from church is going to a couple of, she's going to the Fringe, and she was asking me for any tips for improv stuff, and I reeled off a few that I think none of which are actually going to be there at all. Well,
she couldn't find them. But we have booked an improv trial as well.
A trial? What does that mean?
Improv trial, like a courtroom trial.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, because I recommended Murder, She Didn't Write, which I know some of the cast, and that's always very good. And Showstopper, which I think might be the best improv I've ever seen, which is improvised musical. But she said she couldn't find them on the thing, but I'd be surprised if they're not there. Because
there's definitely some improv musicals. I don't know if that... There's three different heated rivalry musicals to choose between.
I imagine they'll all be bad.
Yeah, I see.
I mean, most stuff on the Fringe is bad, because that's part of the experience.
Fair. And I also realised all these people that we've booked to see, I don't actually know anything about what their stand-up is like. I just know that I think they're funniest people. Except Tom Cashman does put some of his clips on Instagram, and they're mostly, like, graph-based. So,
I went to see Ivo Graham last time I was up there.
Nice.
And he had an intro slideshow before he got on stage, and it was all just Taskmaster clips because he knows his audience.
Mm.
But he had this thing where he had a rack of clothing and people had to choose what he wore for the gig, which had 0 points, which I think he later admitted.
But listen to his autobiography a while ago, which talked about all his Edinburgh shows, and some of them sound dreadful. A lot of them seem based on, like, someone names their favourite chocolate bar and I can, like, run at the interval and go and buy it for them. It's like, why?
Yeah, he mentioned that on the off menu or something. Yeah, I think he didn't feel like it was his best work that year. But I was a bit annoyed because I saw him and then I saw, is it Matt Rudd? There's this political comedian who's very good. In the same room, but I had to leave and then go to the back of the queue and then queue to come back in again to the room I'd just been in, which is a bit annoying.
Speaking of comedy...
Matt Ford.
I was remembering my first ever joke. The other day, so we can recreate it right now.
Oh, sure, yeah. I'll recreate. I'm okay. I'll do it.
Colin.
Yeah.
What does a pram do if it doesn't have any wheels?
It walks.
Are you going for the punchline as well? Yeah, because you want to be like, I don't know.
I thought it was just.
But no, it works either way. That's
all the responses.
That was my first joke when I was, I don't know, 5, 17.
Sure.
You did use for years to claim that that was what I thought was the peak of comedy.
Yeah, for a long time I did suggest that was what you thought was funny, and therefore you're dumb.
yes, you did. I'm very like UNESCO, like surrealism, you know, theatre of the absurd. That was my vibe.
But no longer? You've abandoned theatre of the absurd?
Have you? Yeah, I haven't been to theatre of the absurd for a long time, /never.
But it's difficult to find time in your diary, isn't it? Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I guess it works on some level. Had you heard the joke about, what does a fly do if it doesn't have wings? It walks. And no, that's not a joke. What do you call a fly if it doesn't have wings? A walk.
I can't really remember exactly the ins and outs of. It's more of something I remember from. Well, actually, I do remember where I was. I was standing on the stairs in our house in Merseyside when I launched this joke, and I remember thinking, "Gosh, the reception I'm getting is much better than I anticipated."
I mean, Mum and Dad really. As discussed, Dad is very proud of you, not just for your love of licorice, but also for that joke.
Those are the two things. Yeah,
those two things. Yeah. And to be honest, it's probably is still the funniest thing you've ever said. And for clarity, it's not funny.
And if I had become a stand-up comedian,
sure,
I would be on like Desert Island Discs being like, that was the moment I realised I lived to entertain. But it turns out I write about persecution for a living, so I've not really gone in that direction.
Well, I mean, in some ways, listening to that joke, it would feel like being persecuted.
Right. I don't want to say that you're trivializing the persecution of our brothers and sisters at Global Judge, but
no, thank you. I will never do that. No.
Oh dear. You love maths.
Sure thing.
Nerd alert.
You would never do this, Sam, because you're my brother and you love me, but someone just called me a nerd.
I just heard a nerd alert. Sometimes it's like the government, it's like those warnings you get for like wildfires or something. It's like there's a nerd in the area.
Okay, but I'm no a knee.
It's Hargreaves, he's a nerd. No, he's actually pretty cool. I was just remembering, do you remember those adverts for I don't know, Nintendo something or other, where Nicole Kidman was there pretending that she desperately loved doing rudimentary sums? She'd be like, oh, 3 times 3 equals 6. Oh, what a great night in for the gals.
Well, she was in by herself just doing primary school arithmetic on it. I think it was a Nintendo Switch or something. Maybe not. Yeah, there are some of these. It's like when Anna Kendrick was doing adverts for Star Wars Battlefield 2. And
is that a video game?
It's a video game. Maybe Anna
Kendrick. She does seem like the type.
Yeah, maybe she does. Anna, if you're listening.
Colin's got a whole segment on his film podcast about how bad your film choices are.
That is true. Yeah, in the unlikely event that I ever meet Anna Kendrick, do you think I should tell her that...
I wouldn't lead with your career as a joke to me.
For people who don't remember segments from the CZ movies, the now defunct podcast I used to do with my friend Zijan,
every year
there was an award for... We did an award show. Well, we did. I did an award show, and Zijan just responded to it. The one of the awards was the Anna Kendrick You Should Fire Your Agent Award, because it was my belief that Anna Kendrick, a very talented actress who has won plaudits throughout her career, just kept making terrible choices in terms of which film she did.
I did enjoy the year that Anna Kendrick won that award.
Well, had to be done.
Now also a director, so there you go.
Yeah. It's weird to think she was Oscar nominated, isn't it?
It is rather. She's got a lot of goodwill behind her, bless her.
She does. She seems great. I mean, I think we would not get on in person. I think we wouldn't vibe, I think.
No, you are quite dislikable.
Sure. especially when I tell people about how I don't know mock their careers.
Oh, yeah, I can't imagine she's envious of your career, if I could be wrong.
I reckon, I mean, she definitely does a New York Times crossword, Anna Kendrick. Maybe the mini, but she seems like she'd love a word game.
Maybe she's done a crossword that you've written.
She won't. She won't do cryptics.
Didn't you write a New York Times crossword?
Oh, I did co-write a New York Times crossword. She may have done that.
Just a bit of water all over the floor. Huggies is looking at him saying that's, okay, that problem solved. I went to something that I've never done before on Tuesday, in that I went to a quiz on my own. I thought, why not? Yeah. Let's go and quiz on my own, see how I do. Just fancy.
How was it?
It was good fun. I was like, I fancy not being on my own, but I also don't want to talk to anyone. So this is a perfect situation.
What did you call your team?
Just Simon, I called it. So, nice.
How good would that be if your name being William?
No, it would be amazing. I did pretty well. The picture round was about types of sandwich. I did not know that. I'd never heard of them. So thankfully, it was one of these ones where they've got 10 words and 10 pictures. You know, should have matched that.
Was one of them Reuben?
Yeah, I'd never heard of a Reuben, but I did get 10 out of 10 on this page somehow.
Wow. I mean, right now, Reuben is, I guess, BLT.
So well, BLT is a Reuben. BLT was there as a club sandwich, apparently, which I'd vaguely heard of. Well, the club is like the shape. It doesn't have to be BLT, but...
Is that right? It's like soda water. I don't know what it... No, club soda. I don't know what club soda is, and I quite like you. Not knowing. I don't really want to find out.
Fluffer Nutter? That was another one.
I've heard that said in Friends.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that it was a sandwich.
No, I assumed it was like a sweet or something.
Yeah.
Ban me?
Ban me, Vietnamese. Yeah.
Well, it looked Vietnamese, and I put that on the thing that looked Vietnamese, so that turned out to be right. I knew what a slider was. I knew what a sloppy joe was. I knew what a Philly cheesesteak was. So, like, some of them katsu stack. Something. It wasn't the word stack, but it was the ones in a stack. It's like, well, it looks vaguely like I expect katsu to look. Yeah, good times were had. I mean, they did incredibly badly on the music round, but I think everyone else did as well. So,
that was the one round I did well on at the Observer thing, actually. I usually do very badly at music round, but I got a lot of points on that one.
Well, they lured us in because the first one was Dreams by Cranberries, so obviously I was all over that. And then I didn't get the connection. I should have got the connection. I only knew two songs from the nine. Sure. The other one was Safe Tonight by Eagle Eye Cherry. So you've probably worked out the connection.
The connection is a little obvious. You know?
What? Sadly, I went with the slightly more opaque connection that those artists are both Scandinavian. And so I thought...
That's pretty good. Okay. Yeah.
So I started guessing on any number of Scandinavian artists for the other.
Right.
But when they gave the results, it's like I would not have, even had I known, I've spotted that there was all types of fruit. I did not know any of the other band names except for Fiona Apple. I'm not sure I'd have remembered Fiona Apple.
Do I think Smashing Pumpkins?
Is that a fruit? Not a fruit, not? I think. Or is it?
Bananarama?
No. Bananarama were there, actually. I might have got that. It didn't sound like anything I would expect Bananarama to sound like. Moldy Peaches was one of them.
Why not just peaches?
Lemon Heads. Also, people I would never have guessed.
That's a tough music round. Yeah, we did it one the other day with me, Jenny, and Jim, and we're none of us really good at music round. I mean, Jim is particularly awful. I think the first one was very easy. Might have been Here Comes the Sun or something, and then we just didn't get any of the relatives. that was music lyrics round, and then later was music round with a connection. The connection was they were all by artists mentioned in the music lyrics round. So if we'd paid more attention when they gave out the answers, we'd have
I quite like that. I'm not as Google. Eagle Eye Cherry is Swedish. I was doubting myself for a second, but
absolutely. So you weren't tempted to go and join another team? Because tomorrow night I'm going to a quiz where I'm the only one turning up to this thing, and I'll just go and find a team to join.
No, I generally... Well, firstly, I don't think I'd do that under any circumstances, because how do you be the guy being like, can I join you, strangers? But also, I generally was like, I don't want to be on my own, but I also don't want to talk to anyone. So I was in my dream situation. Also a dream was that they do a... What's the word for that meat you get on pizza? Pepperoni. Is it pepperoni? I think it was
peach gum pizza. Sure.
I think it was pepperoni and broccoli pizza, something, or maybe it was andouille or something. Anyway, I was like, "Can I get this but with the vegan pepperoni?" And they were like, "Yeah, you can, yeah." And it was great.
Well, I'm happy. I'm happy for you for that.
Thank you, because it's a white pizza. You know, I love a white pizza.
Yeah, I know.
It's the only good thing the whites have ever done.
Sorry.
I did leave before they announced who'd won, but I knew it was not me because the team I'd marked had got significantly more than me. So. But they also had 8 people. Seems too many. Maybe 10, actually. They're also so young. I think they were all maybe like 8, maybe 6 were in college or maybe something. I don't know, maybe first year of university or something. And when they came to ask if they had my chairs, it's one of the first times I've felt spoken to like an elder. Whereas they were like laughing and being cool and stuff. And then they came over and was like, well, sir, do you mind if I have this stool? And I was like, I'm young and vibrant too.
I mean, you are twice their age, I guess.
Yeah, I'm twice their age. Having a pizza for one and a table for one whilst reading my book in between rounds. So
yeah, I mean, I was in a quiz once that it's the only time I think I've been to one that is just clearly aimed at students or around that age. And on our team, we had someone in their 30s, someone in their 40s, someone in their 50s, someone in their 60s. Nice. But no one in their 20s.
That does help with the music round.
Well, not so much this time. Then there's a round on brain rot, something that I only vaguely had heard of.
I knew the word, but I didn't know what a round would be.
Basically just social media stuff. But one of the questions was which educational YouTuber was it choked on a cigarette whilst talking about DJ Khaled?
And I was like, I couldn't name you an educational YouTuber, I'm afraid.
Well, I thought the only educational YouTuber I can name is Tom Scott.
Okay.
And we did not write that, and it was Tom Scott.
I know.
I don't know why we didn't write that. But also, I've since seen that clip, and it's nothing. There's nothing. I don't know why that would possibly be a thing that anyone remembers.
Speaking of Tom Scott, when I was at the cinema yesterday, they did a trailer for Jetlag.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
You were at the Picture House, where he's on.
I was at the Picture House.
I've booked my tickets to go to Bath Picture House to watch the live stream. Yeah, slightly annoyingly. So Jetlag, for those who don't know, is an excellent YouTube channel, also on Nebula, where these three guys do various, I always call it travel challenge, or challenge travel, which is a phrase I made up, but they started off going around American states and things like Connect Four with US states, and they've done things like hide and seek across Switzerland or tag across Europe, all these kind of things. And the next one's called Japanorama, and they usually do the premiere things in New York, but they've come to London to do it. And I joined the Nebula. Well, I'm already on Nebula, but I joined the mailing list so that I'd be told when the tickets come available. And then I got a message saying, sadly, 2% of our subscribers were not notified, and you're one of them.
Oh.
So I didn't get any tickets to the actual, what sounded like a really fun day of, like, there's a live podcast recording, there's a Q&A, there's a thing. So I didn't get to that, but I have got tickets to go and see the stream of it in the cinema, and it's got the streaming, the Q&A and stuff as well. I hope that'll be fun.
Yeah, I was trying to explain what jet lag was in a whisper to my friend Johnny, who was with me, whilst they were playing whatever the next trailer was.
Yeah, I mean, I knew it was popular. I didn't. Well, curiously, so I put this ticket in the Picture House in Bath, and it's a relatively small screen. Like, not tiny, but relatively small. And clearly, it's not very popular because it sold out very quickly. So they wanted to put on a second screen. But for reasons I still don't understand, rather than just saying there's now tickets available in the second screen, they emailed saying, because it's so popular, we've cancelled your ticket and opened two screens, and you can now buy in either of them. And I was like, why would you do that?
That does seem odd.
Anyways, happily, I got that fairly quickly, so I was able to rebook.
Speaking of being young and vibrant, as I was just now, I keep getting targeted ads for water butts. And it's like,
what?
On podcasts, I just keep getting these ads being like, dripping water, but like, you could save water by having a water butt. It's like, who's funding this advert? As it turns out, turns water butt. Because
I like big water butts. I cannot lie.
Right. But I mean, in terms of water babes, why don't you just like stop being corrupt before you start?
I don't think anyone's accusing Thames Water of being corrupt, are they?
Do they like try put a sewage into like the river water and then try and cover it up?
They're wildly incompetent.
Didn't they try and cover it up?
Oh, maybe, I don't know, but they've been put into special measures, I think, by our new Prime Minister.
Andy so Burr. Maybe that should be top of mind rather than telling me to get a water butt. I'm not going to get a water butt. Leave me alone. Where am I going to put a water butt in front of Barbara's window? No.
No, you've really got them, Sam. Well done.
But also, what demographic am I in that they think I need targeted adverts to get a water butt? I was like, I remember when I used to get targeted adverts for like taking amphetamines on a ferry and Cosmo. I don't know what I'm saying.
So under pressure, you had to think of things that young people do. And it's like, let's not get onto a ferry.
In Cosmo, which isn't even a place. I don't know where that was my location.
I mean, the amphetamines was a strong start. I mean, kids might be doing that. I don't know. They're probably taking drugs we've not heard of. But I guess a ferry. What are you thinking of? Like a Staten Island ferry, or like a cross channel ferry, or just like a nice little one that
I
goes?
Sometimes you tell me I should do improv, and then think this is something that might happen.
Yeah, we've all been there. I mean, not specifically there, but we've all done.
I was trying to think of like 18 to 30 holidays, but I guess they're on like what are they? What are those boats? What are those pleasure cruises called? Maybe they're called pleasure cruises.
Mm, yeah, 18 to 30s love a cruise. If you go on a cruise, you can't stop seeing 18 to 30-year-olds playing shuffleboard.
But you know, you're just like on a boat doing amphetamines.
A pleasure yacht? Not really. That's not a thing that people know. I don't know. I mean, I've never done amphetamines. I have been on a boat.
I didn't really know what amphetamines are. So, is speed an amphetamine?
I think it is. MDMA, is that the same thing as speed?
Madonna had an album called MDNA once that I thought was quite clever.
That's pretty good, right? Yeah.
And when she called her best of The Immaculate Collection, that was very clever. Being she's called Madonna and all.
Sure. It's pretty clever. Yeah. Fair play to Madonna.
Yeah. Who's back with Confessions on a Dance Floor 2, as we talked about the other day.
Mm. I read Private Eye's spoof of Graham Norton interviewing her.
Okay. Well, I didn't see Graham Norton interviewing her so much.
No, I didn't. The final details might not say.
I can't imagine anything funny being in Private Eye. It would be certainly be first. But...
You don't like Private Eye?
Oh, it's great. Sometimes some of the contents might, but the cover, I've never seen a cover of Private Eye that wasn't the worst possible joke in the world. It is so bad.
I wouldn't say that far, but yes. No, I often don't find the cover very funny.
They should welcome
it. I'm surprised when people laugh out loud when they see that. Mm. But it's very good. Great journalism.
Well, they did bring down the post office along, didn't they? So thanks to them.
Well, the thing is, they were talking about it many years before they got brought down, but I think their problem is that no one seems to care when they do it. And then there's an ITV thing, and it's like, oh, Toby Jones doesn't like it.
I did learn from the rest of the entertainment today that Private Eye is in the top 10 best-selling magazines in the country. So well done them.
Hmm. Doesn't surprise me, I think, because I'm not sure I can name 10 well-selling, that's not a thing. Tell them 10 magazines that would sell well. Empire, probably.
Nope.
Whoa, Cosmo.
Nope.
It's a very Cosmo-heavy episode. Hello. Is that still going?
I don't know. But no, it's basically none of the, like, any way specialist ones.
I think
these maybe lasted between like 1993 and 1994. But
National Geographic.
Apparently the top, the first, second and fourth were all TV ones, like the Radio Times, TV Times and something like that.
I was going to say Radio Times is a joke. No one's buying that, are they?
Apparently they are.
Wow.
Why? And then I think Good Housekeeping was bizarrely up there, which I didn't know if it was.
People love Good Housekeeping.
Take a Break is very high. Wow. But anything specialist like cycling or whatever
is
selling
still going?
I do think so. I mean, I've not bought a magazine since my... Which one came first? I think I segue from my Smash Hits to All the Pops days into my Inside Soap, All About Soap days. Mm. But I haven't certainly not regularly bought a magazine since then, and possibly haven't bought any magazine.
My friend Tom bought me a subscription to Private Eye for my, 23rd birthday, I think?
Okay.
And maybe 22nd, probably 22nd, 22nd, confirmed. I've been subscribing ever since.
Oh, wow. I guess The Week is a magazine. I did get that for many, many years.
It is a magazine.
Yeah. But I unsubscribed a while ago when they sent me a thing being like, you could save money by it being this much. And I was like, how much am I currently paying? I was like, cancel it, because I signed up when it was like £1 for a year or whatever when I was 18. And
yeah, it's always a mistake of telling people that they could save money.
Yeah.
Then, yeah. No, I recommend Private Eye. Great stuff.
I shan't be buying it, but good to know. Great
podcast
to know.
Podcast is pretty good as well.
Thank you. Thanks.
Not this one.
People occasionally ask me how many listens a podcast get, and I'm like, firstly, I don't know. And secondly, they always seem quite surprised when I suggest that anyone listens to any of my podcasts.
So they ask you if anyone listens with the assumption that no one listens.
Basically, they're like, who's listening to those, essentially? And then particularly my books one, I remember like, a lot of people listen to it. And they're like, why? It's like, because we're really good at what we do, guys. Really, really good.
Congratulations. no one's listening to this one, are they?
No,
really. I fairly deliberately don't tell anyone about this podcast.
I tell everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, no, none of them listen to it.
So I put it on like Facebook or something.
Hi, Rachel.
But like, if someone... Literally the other day, like someone was asking me if I had a podcast. I said, no, not anymore.
Well, Lizzie, my Emmerdale podcast co-host, did say that this was her favourite podcast at one point, which she like binge listened to all of them.
I have listened back to all of them, actually. It's good fun, but I think
we are the core audience.
It surprises me that someone other than us wants to.
Mum and Dad listen to all of them now.
Yeah, Mum and Dad love this.
Yeah. Mum and Dad, you're great.
Hey, Mum, what do you want for your birthday?
Nothing.
No, she's not. It's coming up, unless I don't edit this for a while, in which case it's in the past.
Oh, yeah, it's your turn to edit, isn't it? Winnebago. Did I tell you about my Emmerdale set Nemesis?
Yes.
Okay, I shan't tell that story again then. I haven't heard anything else from him. Also, haven't heard anything from Sheb Smear, who is apparently desperate to be on the podcast, but never.
This podcast?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's what he's waiting for, an invitation from this podcast.
Oh, we should get a guest onto this podcast.
Well, you know who's often emailing me? Helen Lederer, noted 90s comedian. I got onto some email list, so she probably did.
Well, she's not emailing just you, I don't think.
No, probably not.
I joined the Jackson Browne main list to find out when he's next touring in the UK.
He'd probably do it. Is he still alive?
He is still alive. Although it just mean I'm just getting emails like, for one night only, he's playing Las Vegas or something like great.
I wouldn't have thought that if we wanted to see Jackson Browne. I mean, I like Jackson, that one song I know about him. But
Jackson Browne is a legend song. Legend of the game.
Actually, there is a song called Jackson Browne by, no, mine's gone blank. But like, so he's obviously well known enough for someone to name a song after him.
There you go.
I'm going to Google that because people need to know. I remember listening to it.
You Google Jackson Browne's song.
I feel song like it's called Jackson Browne. Typing.
It's just time for me to embarrass my good friend Anthony for the time about 20 years ago when he thought Jackson Browne was a band rather than a person. You're dumb, Anthony. You're dumb.
Anthony's not listening to this.
Anthony might listen to this.
There is no major song called Jackson Browne. There is. I listened to it. Is Brown not going E on the end?
He has, yes.
Well, I'll never find that. But it was called Jackson Browne. But how am I going to find it? Because as you say, if I Google Jackson Browne, it's just going to be Jackson Browne stuff. Well,
you could try Wikipedia.
What am I Googling on Wikipedia?
Jackson Browne bracket song.
Okay.
I mean, it's going to be hard to find because it doesn't exist.
It does. It was a good song.
Jackson, there's an album called Jackson Browne. You know who it's by?
Is it Jackson Browne by any chance?
Yeah, Jackson Browne.
Well, I guess I'll never know. That's quite frustrating.
You're thinking of James Dean?
I'm not thinking of James Dean, no.
You're thinking of the song Jackson?
No, but it's a great song.
It's a great song.
Thank you.
And you know who did it better?
Hem did it best. No. Well, apparently it wasn't written by or originally done by Junior and Johnny Cash, according to someone who talked to me the other day.
That doesn't surprise me.
Let's find out. It was done by someone else famous. Jackson song.
Waylon Jennings?
Recorded by the Kingston Trio, Wheeler and Flat and Scruggs. Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood. That's who they're referring to. Although that seems to have been after Johnny and June Cash.
That must have been after, doesn't it? Yeah.
Doesn't mention.
I mean, the Kingston Trio were fairly famous.
No one's heard of them. Hem aren't even mentioned in the notable recording section.
Weird, that, isn't it?
Weird, because it's the best version.
Of the, how many versions have you heard?
True, I suppose. Right. Maybe one, actually. Sure. No, I think I have heard the much inferior June and Johnny Cash version. Hem got back together and then did a re-release on their albums, like digitally remastered. It's like, no one wants this. Release new music, Hem.
I write crosswords for a living, as you know, and I had Hem in like a US style crossword recently, and I was like, oh, I could put the band in. And I thought, no one's heard of them. I can't do that.
Let's say they're my favorite band.
Although I did put a reference to Casa Loma into a recent crossword, and I'm pretty sure that's going to be taken out by the editor.
Isn't that the place we went to in Toronto?
Yeah, but I'm not sure anyone's heard of it.
I thought it was huge.
Well, it is in Canada. Well, Toronto. Anyway, I've left it in, so maybe it'll get maybe it'll be published. I don't know.
Who knows? Speaking of being published, today or yesterday got the proofs for my afterword for an essay collection that I wrote in 2022. And they are finally getting around to actually publishing this thing. So my only academic writing, well, sort of academic, I was asked to write the afterword to a collection of essays on the Middleborough Gothic, but they asked if I would write it sort of half as a reader, half as a scholar, so it's not the most scholarly thing, which I wrote, in a couple of days.
Did you ever use the word dichotomy?
I don't remember using the word dichotomy.
Didn't sound very scholarly.
I did use quite a lot of my thesis, which is nice. And then at one point the whole project ended, but then someone resurrected it. So at some point, my first and last academic writing might be published. So,
oh, congratulations.
Very exciting. Yeah.
Not necessarily a last sentence. This could be the start of a whole new
maybe it will.
Chapter.
Maybe everyone will. Maybe this collection of essays on the Middleborough Gothic will become a surprise bestseller. Maybe Oprah will pick it for her book club.
Has Richard Osman given you a pull quote?
Maybe. I've only got my chapter proof, so we just don't know. It is funny. But yeah, I knew academic writing took a long time to get to print, but I didn't think it would take quite this long.
I spent much of yesterday writing or updating the setter's guide for the Magpie Crossword.
And let me tell you,
it's pretty great.
Well, that could become a surprise bestseller.
You could become a surprise bestseller. I mean, it's available free online. Or it will be. But,
Maybe. In this case, you might not be eligible.
No, probably not. It's just a at the moment it's a Word document, but it will be a PDF or something.
Okay. Well, let's record it as a song and then win a Grammy.
I have some pretty cutting things to say about cryptic definitions. I think it's gonna prove controversial.
Do they want you to have cutting things to say in this?
No. I think Shane will probably suggest I take it out.
I guess I, like everyone, doesn't have an opinion about it.
It's the narcissism of small differences. There's some strong opinions in the crossword world about these things.
My main opinion is that Hargreaves is so gorgeous. He's just arrived. You can see him on camera, Colin. Lucky you.
I mean, I do know that's your main opinion.
I get so cross when I'm on Teams calls and Hargreaves appears and no one says oh gosh, your cat is so gorgeous. They just carry on with a meeting. As though there weren't a cat there.
Aren't you usually meeting with people who've seen your cat many, many times before?
I see my cat. I saw him earlier, like half an hour ago, and I'm still beguiled by him.
Well, that's good.
He's so gorgeous, aren't you?
I would say your cat is definitely regular.
He's the best cat in the whole wide world.
What a coincidence.
Aren't you, darling? He is, yeah. He's very noisy at the moment. I've also taken the mistake of just feeding him whenever he asks for it. So there's
what?
A lot of that now. What's like? He's old. He deserves to have food whenever he wants it. Right. It turns out that means he asks for it an awful lot.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he did that before quite a lot anyway, but he used to be slightly better at not immediately asking for more food.
Right. Gotta eat, I suppose.
You gotta eat. I might have a bread roll right now.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Not a Reuben? You don't want a Reuben?
Well, I still don't really know what a Reuben is. Based on...
I don't know. I don't know. Well, son, to take us full circle, when I do go to Philadelphia, which I think I probably will sometime next year, I can have a Philly cheesesteak.
Well, you almost have to, I suppose.
Well, I was talking to someone who went to Philadelphia, and they did not have a Philly cheesesteak.
I mean, I guess I wouldn't, but maybe they do vegetarian Philly cheesesteaks.
Sure, they're vegetarian alternatives. Yeah.
They look quite soggy. That's mainly problem with them. I don't really want my food
to be
soggy.
My plan is run up the Rocky Steps.
Sure.
See the Liberty Bell.
Of course.
Eat a Philly cheesesteak. Go to Cheesecake Factory.
Right. Well, you do you, babe. That sounds great.
Maybe a day trip to Baltimore.
You could sing Good Morning Baltimore to them. They'd like that.
I could. It's also very close to DC, but I don't. Whilst I might go to the US whilst Trump is president, I really don't want to go to DC whilst Trump is president.
Fair enough.
Either.
You could go to, what's it called? Scranlin, wherever Joe Biden's from.
Oh, Scranton.
Scranton. That's Philadelphia, isn't it? Or Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, yeah. It's also where the US office is set.
There you go.
Although they filmed it all in California.
Great. Well, I might go to Connecticut or Maryland if I can at any point remember where my friends aforementioned, Rosie and Max, have moved to.
Oh. Well, I might see you in Baltimore then. That's in Maryland.
They've moved just down the road from a place called Oxford, which,
Previously told me they're in Connecticut. But...
Well, I thought they were, but then someone else was very confident they were in Maryland. So I should find out from them, I suppose.
Oxford, Maryland does exist, yes.
Okay.
Probably what can happen is that Oxford, Connecticut also does exist.
Right. Okay. Well, I guess we'll never know.
No, I mean, probably quite easy to... Anyhow,
yes. You'll never know. So, yeah, I guess in summary, what have we done in this podcast?
I think, Sam, we put the win into twin.